talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. It is a Getaway Friday, February, whatever you want to say, the 5th. 2021, 15 coming up on 16 minutes past the hour, and I don't know what's going to happen today on this program. I'm in the studio alone right now, but we don't know what will happen in the next 45 minutes. If anybody shows up, we will certainly welcome them in. Sometimes we have some late arrivals on Friday. So, until we do that, we'll open up the phone lines. We've had a lot of interesting conversations this morning, to say the least. We have talked about the White Lily Church. We have talked about illegal immigration. We have talked about the food card. We have talked about big business. We have talked about the Reverend Leroy Jenkins. We have talked about ghosts. We have talked about hypnotists. We have talked about psychics. We've talked about it all. Give us a call if you have anything you'd like to say. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you'd like to discuss any of that, give me a buzz. We can certainly do that. The conversations have been great because we've heard from people who have different opinions. We've heard one side of the story, and then we heard the other side of the story. And that's good. You want to hear both sides of the story, and you want to hear differing opinions. And that's what we've been able to do. And right now, the phone lines are open for that kind of conversation. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we will get you on the air. Those topics or anything that matter that you would want to talk about. If there's something just on your mind in general, give me a buzz, and we can talk about it. Phone lines remain open, 740-383-9944. Let's see, was there anything else that was on the agenda? Well, I'm interested to go to the flea market this weekend on Lynn Hipshire. I'm going to try to do that. I think they were open 9 to 5. Tomorrow. I'm going to try to make that trip either tomorrow or Sunday. And Al, now see, it was said it was Al Winkle, but I believe it's Al Weichel. Now, I don't know what has happened to Al, but Al was a record collector who was supposed to call in here this morning. Now, he called in yesterday morning. This all started back on Wednesday. Wednesday, I was talking about collecting records, and somebody said that there was an Al Winkle, who used to collect records and collected a lot of things, and he called in on Tradio all the time, and he might have been a former DJ. Then yesterday we got a call from, but it was right at the end of the interview with Governor Strickland. We got a call from Al Winkle, whose actual name is Al Weichel, and he asked how to listen to the station online, and so on and so forth, and I told him to call back today. Now, we have not heard from him since. So, Al, we've still got about 40 minutes left in the program today. If you're out there, give us a buzz. Al Winkle Weichel. And he did say he was a DJ, but I forget where he said he was a DJ from. It was not around here. Said he did doo-wop, I think. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Al, if you're out there, or anybody who knows Al, or what happened to him, give us a buzz. We'd be interested to hear that story. And it all started with a record conversation where I was talking about, at the holiday time, I found a record. It was a Merv Griffin Christmas album. And the cover was Arthur Treacher sitting in a chair, and Merv Griffin was sitting on his lap, I think in a Christmas hat. And I found the album, but there was no record in the cover. And ever since then, I've been trying to locate this to no avail. The Merv Griffin Arthur Treacher record. So does anybody know of any good places to go and look for things like that? That's also an interest here this morning. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944 in our final hour of live broadcast this afternoon. Al, you know, I should have written Al's number down when he called in yesterday, and I don't think I did, because I think I was getting ready for Ed Asner yesterday. So I don't have Al Winkle Weichel's number, or we would just call him on the air and talk to him. But that's the way it goes. Al, if you're out there, call in the next 39 minutes, and we'll talk. Well, we got through one Family Feud category this morning, so let's see if we might get through another here. Now, I like this category. Now, this category has seven answers. Seven answers. Now, this is a real thinker, if you want to know. Here's the category. Name a word that has ski in it. S-K-I. Name a word that has ski in it. S-K-I. Now again, there are seven of these. Name a word that has ski in it. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Can anybody name a word that has ski in it? The three letters S-K-I. And they have to be together in the word. We have seven answers here. Let's go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
How about ski lodge?
Ski lodge. Let's see here. Let me take a look. No ski lodge on the list, but a good guess.
Hey, I talked to Al, you know.
Yeah.
And I told him about calling and getting a number and everything. And he said he has sold over 3,000 albums, and he has a bunch of them, but he was supposed to get a hold of you, I know, so.
Well, he called yesterday at the end of the Governor Strickland interview, and we only had 5 minutes, and I told him to call back today, but I haven't heard from him yet.
Yeah, so I had told him, you know, because he wanted to go right in and call him. I said, no, I said, he's not there now.
Yeah, I'm looking here on the phone to see if I had his number. I did not write it down.
Right.
Let's see here. What is the date today? The 5th? No, I don't have his number left on the phone here. It's been moved out, but
yeah, he did say he was a disc jockey or something, but he didn't tell me where. I said, because he had mentioned that somebody called in and mentioned the albums and him being something to do with radio, and he said, yeah, he was a disc jockey, and then he said he would get a hold of you, and that's the last I thought of him.
Yeah, I hope he does. Maybe his phone number is here. I'm trying to, because I do remember him calling. Oh, there it is. Albert Weichel. Now let me see here, because it looks like a home telephone number. Maybe
right.
I can give him a call here on the air. Let me write this down. It is still on the caller ID, so that's good. So how old a guy is Al?
Oh, I really don't know. I'd say probably he's got to be what, 65 or so.
65. How's he doing?
Yeah, my wife says about 70.
Is he still getting around okay?
He always has, you know, a lockdown inside shelf when it's warmer. And he has a lot of stuff, like, you know, and he's always on Tradio putting knives and everything on. And you go to his house and he has a place, I guess, inside or something, and you can look at stuff.
Well, you know, and I hear does he have also, like, old-fashioned cars and things like that?
Yeah, he's got I don't know what it is. He's got a coupe. It's a red one that runs around town, and he owns that. He's got a big gray beard, like, you know, and But he has, I don't know if it's a 27 or 32, but he's got a red coupe that runs around town when it's nice out.
Isn't that interesting? So you're just living over there in Fair Park. You think he's retired now?
Yeah, I would say he is.
Yeah. Well,
maybe he'll give you a call in and we can find out.
Yeah, I hope so, because I got his phone number here, but I don't want to, it's a local number. I don't want to call him up out of the blue.
He's a real nice guy.
Yeah, so I'll see if...
I would take a chance on it. I don't think he's getting that at all.
All right, well, maybe I'll give him a try here and we'll find out about him.
All righty.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, well, we're still searching for Al Weichel here in Marion. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It'd be interesting to talk to Al. Let's see. What else do we got going on here? Okay. Oh, the Family Feud category. Name a word that has ski in it. S-K-I. S-K-I. Ski. Go ahead, caller.
Skill on your SKI.
Skill. Let me take a look here and see if skill is on the list. Skill is the number 7 answer. You got it.
Alrighty.
Thank you. Skill shows up at number 7 on the list today. All right. Name a word that has ski in it. S-K-I. There are 7 answers here. Now we've got skill, S-K-I-L-L. What are the other 6 answers? Go ahead, caller.
How about snow skiing?
Snow skiing. No, let's see here. No snow skiing. No snow skiing on the list today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a word that has ski in it. S-K-I. Ski. Those 3 letters together in the word. We've got skill. That's 1 of the 7. Go ahead, caller.
How about skip?
Skip. Let's see here. Skip is number 4. You got it. Thank you.
Okay.
Skip shows up at number 4 on the list. So we've got skip, which is number 4, and we've got skill, which is number 7. So we've still got 5 answers left on the list. Name a word that has ski in it. S-K-I. This is a real brain teaser of a question. Go ahead, caller.
And skillet.
Skillet. Let me take a look here. Skillet, skillet, skillet. You know, skillet is not on the list. That's a good guess, though.
Okay.
Thank you. No skillet on the list today. Name a word that has ski in it. S-K-I. We've got 2, skip and skill, but there are 3 left. Oh, more than 3 left. Go ahead, caller.
How about skit? S-K-I-T.
Skit. No skit on the list.
All right.
Skit does not make the list today. Name a word that has ski in it. S-K-I. Still 5 answers here. S-K-I is in the word. 5 answers remain. Go ahead, caller.
Skype.
Skype. No Skype on the list. Skype does not make the list. Name a word that has ski in it. S-K-I. 740-383-9944. That's what we're looking for here today. Go ahead, caller.
How about kiss?
Kiss. No kiss on the list. No kiss on the list. Name a word that has ski in it. S-K-I. 5 answers left. We've got skip and we've got skill. What are the other 5? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a word that has ski in it. Go ahead.
How about skin?
Skin. Let's see here. Skin is number 3 on the list. You got it.
I appreciate it.
Skin clocks in at number 3 today. So we've got skin, number 3, skip, number 4, and skill, number 7. Go ahead, caller.
What about skittle?
Skittle.
The D.
What's that?
S-K-I-D-D-L-E.
Skittle. You know, well, so what is a skittle?
I don't know.
Well, are you talking about like the candy?
No.
Oh, okay.
Those are called skittles.
Okay, well, then skittle would not be on the list.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye. S-K-I-D-D-L-E is not on the list. But I don't know what a skittle is. Now, I know what a skittle candy is. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Skim. S-K-I-M.
Skim. Let's see here. Skim is number 5 on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Thank you. Skim shows up at number 5 on the list. So we've got skin, skip, skim, and skill. Still some answers left here. Does anybody know what they are? 740-383-9944. Name a word that has ski in it. Go ahead, caller.
How about skid? Just skid, S-K-I-D.
S-K-I-D, number 2 on the list, skid. Do you know what a skittle is?
No.
No, neither do I. We'll figure that one out one day. Thank
yeah.
you.
Bye-bye.
All right. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a word that has ski in it. S-K-I. Still 2 words left. We've got skid, skin, skip, skim, and skill. Go ahead, caller.
How about skirt?
Skirt. No skirt on the list. Thank
okay.
you. No skirt on the list today. Name a word that has ski in it. 2 words left that have ski in it. And we don't know what they are yet. Go ahead, caller.
What about a snow ski?
No snow skis. No snow skis on the list today. Still don't have the number 1 answer. We don't have number 1 and number 6 at this point. Name a word that has ski in it. Go ahead, caller.
How about skip?
Let's see. Skip. We already got skip. Skip was 4.
S-K-I-F-F.
No, say it again.
S-K-I-F-F. Skip.
Skiff. No skiff on the list.
Go ahead, caller.
Skiff does not make the list. We've got skid, skin, skip, skim, and skill. 2 words left. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a word that has ski in it. S-K-I. What do we got coming here? Go ahead, caller.
How about buckskin?
What's that?
Buckskin.
Buckskin? No buckskin on the list today. 740-383-9944, a word that has ski in it. 2 words left on the list. Go ahead, caller.
How about sky? Or no, ski itself. S-K-I, D.
Not ski, but you're close. Close on that one. Huh? Yeah, not ski itself. The word ski is not on the list. Ski has to be in the word. 740-383-9944. We've got skid, skin, skip, skim, and skill. What are the 2 remaining words that have ski in them? Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
What about a ski jacket?
Not a ski jacket. Good guess, though. No ski jacket on the list today. Name a word that has ski in it. A word that has ski in it. Go ahead, caller.
Skier.
Not skier. Good guess. Skier, not on the list. Name a word that has ski in it. A word that has ski in it. Let's see if this is the right answer coming down the path. Go ahead, caller.
What about skit? S-K-I-T.
No skit. Good guess, though.
Thank you.
No skit on the list today. Name a word that has ski in it. S-K-I. Go ahead, caller.
How about skinny?
Skinny. No skinny. Good guess, though. Skinny does not make the list. A word that has ski in it. A word that has ski in it. That's what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
What about a ski lift?
Not a ski lift. Good guess, though. No ski lift on the list today. A word that has ski in it. S-K-I. Alrighty, here. Go ahead, caller.
I also was going to say ski lift.
Good guess, though.
Yeah.
Good guess. No ski lift on the list today. Name a word that has ski in it. S-K-I. Two left that we don't have here. Alrighty, go ahead, caller.
What about skimp?
Skimp. No skimp. We're not skimping on the answers today, but this did not end up on the list. Name a word that has ski in it. S-K-I. We've got skid, skin, skip, skim, and skill. Two words left that have ski in it. S-K-I. Go ahead, caller.
How about silk?
Silk. No silk on the list. No silk on the list today. Name a word that has ski in it. S-K-I. Two answers remain. And we have learned today how many words have ski in it because we've had an awful lot of answers. Does anybody know what the final two are? One is the number one answer. A word that has ski in it. S-K-I. What are the two remaining answers? Alrighty, maybe this is it. Go ahead, caller.
How about skittish?
Skittish. No skittish on the list. Good guess.
Oh, darn.
No skittish on the list today. Name a word that has ski in it. A word that has ski in it. Two answers left. I bet if Al Weichel was here, he could set us all straight on this. Two words that have ski in it. S-K-I. Let's see here what's coming. Go ahead, caller.
Ski slope?
Not ski slope. Good guess, though.
How about skivers?
No skivers.
Hey, I know you can't talk on it, but save Al's number for me, and I'll call you sometime. Because I like to talk to him personally. I used to work with him at the Whirlpool.
Oh, you worked with Al.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm guessing his number is probably. Do you have a phone book? Because it's a landline that I have.
I've just got some old ones, old phone books. But see, he used to call in because he used to have open house when Jeff Ruth on Tradio. He'd have like I'm holding a 2-day. Like a flea sale, you know. And like I said, he had knives and coins and bills and lots of stuff.
Well, I bet you, because he's lived here a while, I bet you, because the way this number is, I bet if you opened up the phone book to the W's, I bet it's in there, because it's an old, I can tell if I, because I can do, it's 740383 is how it starts, so I know it's a landline.
Well, when you get to talk to him, I heard that day you couldn't talk to him because it was too, you didn't have enough time, but he's interesting. He's interesting when you get talking to him. He can ask Jeff Ruth. He can tell you. He can talk now.
Yeah, I hope he calls in again. I know he said he was going to listen, so I hope we hear from him.
I hope he does, too. Okay,
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, Al Weichel out there. The first letter is 740383, but at this point, that's all we're at. It's probably in a phone book if you look it up. Go ahead, caller.
Skirmish.
No Skirmish on the list. Skirmish does not make the list. This is back to our Family Feud category here. Name a word that has ski in it. S-K-I. Go ahead, caller.
Eskimo.
That's a good one. No Eskimo on the list today.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Eskimo did not show up on the list, but boy, there's an A for effort on that one. Eskimo. All right. Name a word that has ski in it. Still two answers left. We've got skin, skid, skip, skim, and skill. But there are two answers left. 41 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. What do we got coming down the pike here? Go ahead, caller.
Squimish.
Not squeamish. No squeamish on the list today. Name a word that has ski in it. A word that has ski in it. S-K-I. Two answers left. And we're having no luck so far with these. Go ahead, caller.
Skittles.
And are you talking about the candy?
Yeah, candy, Skittles.
Yes, Skittles is on the list, number six.
Yeah, all right.
You got it. Bye-bye. Now, see, this was the problem earlier on. Now, Skittle, S-K-I-D-D-L-E, I don't know what that is, but Skittles, the candy, S-K-I-T-T-L-E, that is on the list to be sure. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, Scott, this is Al again.
Oh, Al, have you been listening?
No, I haven't. I've been doing other things today.
We've been calling out for you today.
Well, I had some lady call me twice, and I've tried, but your line's pretty busy most of the time.
Yeah, it's good. When your line's busy in radio, that's a good thing.
That is definitely a good thing. You're right.
Well, I tell you, Al, we got some time here. Do you got some time right now to talk?
Sure. Yeah, I got time.
Well, I tell you, we've been hearing a lot about you from our listeners. They say you used to call into Tradio quite a bit.
I did. Yes, I did quite a bit. Charlie, or not Charlie Evers, but Jeff Ruth, he had stopped by here quite a few times. Listen to some of my doo-wop and other types of music. So, yeah, I did call in quite a bit.
Now, what kind of things do you collect? I hear you're a collector of many things.
Yes, sir. I coins, old paper money. I have over 1,000 pocket knives, old straight razors, documents of all types, a lot of Marion memorabilia. It just goes on and on and on. I probably have 200,000 items here.
Wow. Now, as far as Marion memorabilia, what would be some of the items?
Signed, I have one from 1887 of the Marion Star, signed by Warren G. Harding, as a matter of fact.
Very interesting.
And I bought a collection off of an estate, and they were in an old bushel basket, and they were soaking wet. I put them out on my porch and dried them out for months and separated. This gentleman never threw anything away, and I've got where he rented pasture space and had his horses shoed and so on and so forth. It's pretty interesting to look into this guy's history from back in the day.
Wow. Now, do you have anything to do with Marion's broadcast history?
I do not, no. I only have one postcard of WMRN back in the 50s, I would say it is. But other than that, I do not, no, sir. I just moved here in 77, which is, you know, 43 years ago. But I really never was into the radio stuff up here. I got more into collecting oddities.
Now, you were in the radio business, though, right?
Yes, back in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Now, what did you do?
I actually didn't. I wasn't on the air. I did help a gentleman that was running a station. WMCK was the call letters on it. And his name was Terry Lee. And he ran a show in the evening called Music for Young Lovers, all old doo-wop Pittsburgh music.
Oh, very interesting.
Mm-hmm. It was a fun time. I kind of enjoyed it. That's the guy that got me started in collecting records and music of different types.
So now, what's the main focus of your record collection?
It was. I'm not into it anymore. Oldies. We'll just say oldies from, you know, to make it easier. Up to classic rock era. And after the late 70s stuff, I wasn't interested anymore.
Now, did you have any of the, because I know they used to do things like comedy albums, they did things like spoken word, news broadcast. Do you have anything in that area?
I used to have some. I think I still have a few Cheech and Chong talk albums, but I'm not real sure. I haven't been into the mood of looking for them, so I don't know what I have anymore. I sold 3,000 albums here a year ago.
Wow.
Yeah, a guy come in and ask if they were for sale, and they had laid on the shelves for 10 to 15 years, and it was time to get rid of them.
Now, 3,000, now how many do you have left?
Albums, probably 500 or 600, maybe.
Wow.
And 45s, probably close to 15,000 old 45s.
Now, you also collect cars, right? Or have some interesting cars.
Oh, I had a 26 Model T Ford that I sold, paid off my new Hellcat that I had bought, and now I have a 39 Ford Coupe.
And they run good.
Oh, yeah, they run real nice, as a matter of fact.
Now, what is gasoline like in those?
What do you mean, gas?
Like, the cost, how much does it cost and how far can you go?
Oh, it's pretty much like a regular car. Only thing is, I have a smaller gas tank. I think there's only a 10-gallon tank in it. And, you know, you go, I'm just going to say 100-plus miles at least before you have to fill up again.
Wow.
It gets around 10 miles a gallon, I would say.
Now, what is your favorite item in your collection?
There's just so many favorites. I can't really come to one thing that I like the most, actually.
Now,
there's not a favorite in any of them.
Now, as far as... tell us some more about the Marion memorabilia. That's interesting.
Oh, yeah. I've got, like I said, a lot of paperwork. I don't know whether I should... say the name of the estate that it came from. I don't know if that would be good, so we'll just say that I bought, like I told you, an old bushel basket, sorted them out, and I had documents that I donated some to the Marion Historical Society, and then I've kept quite a few of them, and there were seven newspapers in Marion here at one time in the 1860s through 80s.
Now, do
and
you,
I didn't know that,
no.
But I do have receipts for them. I have receipts for the old dentist offices, livery stables, drug stores, everything that this gentleman bought, he kept the receipt for, which was pretty weird, I thought, but I guess if you want to keep stuff like that, that's cool, but now it's mine, so... It's cool that I have it right now, and I hope to pass it on to somebody. So,
Yeah, that's it. Now, as far as people in Marion, are there items you have from certain people?
You mean name-wise?
Yeah, like people who were well-known around here. Like, of course, Mary Ellen Withrow still here. And
I just have a few of her dollar bills signed, you know, of course, when she was involved in that. I have a few of those bills, but... let's see. There's signatures on those old documents from the old people that were the founders of Marion. I have a tax. Let me think what how I can say this. It was a Marion County tax form from the year 1832, which was only 10 years after Marion was founded in 22, and it was for a gentleman that was buying land, and it has all the land coordinations, or coordinates, I guess you would call it, and it's signed by a gentleman that I couldn't read the name because it's in that calligraphy, and some of them are very hard to read, so I called the Treasury office, and they told me exactly who it was, and I found out that name, of course. And now, I've got a couple old... poster, or not posters, but government, the Ohio State governor at the time in 1830 had written another land grant. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, now, not to ask this person's name who you got this from, who's no longer with us, but would it be a name that we would know?
I don't know. I'll tell you his name. His name was Dr. Yeah, now I forgot. Dr. A. B. McMurray.
Huh.
And he had a home out there on, I bought the memorabilia from the Church Street home, I believe it was his, and they had an estate sale, like I said, and I bought some of the stuff that was kind of left over. I was kind of late that day, but... I thought that was pretty interesting stuff, though.
Yeah, that's interesting. Now, as far as Carrie Phillips and Nan Britton, you know, who were Florence Harding, close with President Harding, anything mm-hmm. from those people?
I have some old photographs of different pieces of Harding memorabilia also. Let me think what I'm trying to tell you about that. I had an 1893 book that they give at commencement or graduation, a yearbook, I guess you would call it, from 1893, and it had Dr. McMurray's daughter in it, and it had... Warren G. Harding's daughter in it also, and it had the King boy, which was involved in a lot of things that he was actually Florence's son, the
yeah,
King
he,
boy?
Yeah, he, I'm trying to think of his name.
Yeah, me too, as a matter of
fact. Yeah, it was, what was his name? He had, he had his father's name.
Yeah, not bring it to my mind either.
DeWolf.
Yes, that's DeWolf. What it was.
Yeah.
Right,
DeWolf. But he was just Florence's. Harding's, we didn't find out till many years. But you know, he had the child with Nan Britton.
Right.
Now her name was Elizabeth Blessing.
Now I don't have anything from that lady. I thought of something, then it just went out of my mind that quick. That's terrible when you get old.
You know, Florence is, you know, she was out there at the Sawyer Sanitarium, and there's not much dealing with that at this point either. It's kind of strange.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You'll have to stop over sometime and check out some of this old Marion stuff. It's pretty cool to look through.
Now, do you know one thing I have collected? I do like the records, but do you have any of the older model radios or microphones or anything?
I do have couple old Bakelite radios.
Oh, really?
And I know that I have an on-air sign that lights up when the radio station goes online. It's an old silver one with the word in glass online, or on air, excuse me.
Right.
And I probably have 8 or 10 other wooden radios from the early 1900s, as a matter of fact.
Now, do they work?
A few do, and a few don't.
Huh. Now, just for somebody who might be listening now, I don't know if you want to sell these items, but an old radio like that that does work, what would something like that sell for?
I've seen them advertised for $200 and $300, but mine are not that expensive. Mine are just kind of a thing that I had purchased throughout the years. I've been collecting for 60 years now, and you know, I bought them pretty cheap, so I don't ask a whole lot of money for my items.
Now, you what kind of radio did you say? Ski light?
Oh, it's called Bakelite.
Oh, Bakelite.
Yeah, it's pre-plastic is what it is. It's a material that they used back in the 40s, I guess it was. It may be late 30s. And it's mostly a real dark brown color. I'm sure they have other colors of it. But my old radios are made of the dark brown Bakelite material. They made bracelets, old bracelets out of them, and different things. It was a pre-plastic, I guess you would call it.
Now, do those still work?
I have two of those that work, yes.
Oh, very, because those old radios, they're fascinating. And, you know, being in the radio business, those old radios that work, there's just something about the tuner in those and the way that they work that are so interesting.
Yes, it is. It's pretty neat. If you look inside as you're turning the dial and see how the plates in their mesh to find the frequencies that they're looking for, you know, that's pretty cool, I think.
Now, do you have any, do you know what the old microphones everybody used to use?
I have just sold the last of the microphones that I did have, yes. I had two RCAs,
yeah,
the big old round tall ones.
Yeah.
They were for mic stands, I would say.
Now, those are the ones, like, for example, that were, like, you always saw that type of microphone with Larry King, right?
Right, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Now, so what did those sell for, if you don't mind me asking?
No, I think I got, like, $60 a piece for them.
Now, were they still in working condition, or just kind of...
I do not know. I never tried to hook them up on anything.
Now, one of those would be interesting to have. Now, they were just called they were RCA Victors, weren't they?
Yes, RCA Victor.
Yeah, so where do you find stuff like that?
My gatherings have been from yard sales and flea markets when I was younger, but now I advertise, buy, sell, trade, and a lot of people bring me things that they have for sale, and if I think that it's pretty cool and I'd like to put it in my collection, then I do purchase it. But that's how I got most of mine.
Very interesting. So the on-air light, that is still in working order?
I do not know if it is or not. I haven't fooled with it for quite some time. It's been out in my back shed for years, I'm sure.
Huh. Well, I tell you, one of those RCA Victors, that always was an... I always thought just to display one of those would be an interesting thing. They're such an interesting piece.
Yeah, I think they are, too. And if I had one again, I'd probably put out to, you know, show people what used to be. My house has got a lot of old memorabilia laying around.
Now, do you remember the old NBC chimes that they used to have?
Yeah, NBC.
Yeah, yeah. Now, did you ever come across any of those?
No, I have not,
Well,
like a xylophone type thing?
Yeah, yeah, I know, because I know a lot of stations before they had recorded things,
right,
they would hit those. There were chimes that were actually out there.
Right,
Yeah, very interesting. Well, I tell you, Al, I might be in touch again. By the way, there was a guy who used to work with you at Whirlpool who called in here earlier who wants to get in touch with you. Now, is your number in the phone book?
No, phone books are a thing of the past.
Well, I don't think he has your number, because he said...
Okay, what was his name?
I believe his last name is Shirk.
Shirk S-H-I-R-K?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, Larry? Larry Shirk?
I believe it is Larry.
Okay.
He might be listening right now.
What's that?
Yeah, I said he could be listening right now.
He could be. Well, I'll give you my number. I'm not, you know, people do call here to buy items, so I'm not afraid to do that.
Oh, we'll go right ahead then.
It would be 740-383-6587.
Well, Al, like I said, I appreciate the time. I'll be in touch with you because I think those radios and things like that are interesting. So we'll talk soon.
I hope so, and I'd like to have you come out, like I said, and check them out and, you know, take a look for yourself.
Well, thank you, Al.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Scott.
Al Weichel. There you go. Yeah, now, that's interesting. And, by the way, does anybody have one last guess on the ski thing? Here we are on the ski thing. Words that have ski in them. We've got skid, skin, skip, skim, skittle, skill. Does anybody know? All right. Go ahead, caller.
Skillet.
Not skillet, but a good guess.
Thank you.
Not skillet. Okay. It has to do with ski itself. It has to do with ski itself. Does anybody know what that would be? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what it is? Has to do with the word ski itself. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, thanks for giving me that phone number. I've been listening to you.
Oh, good, good.
I told you, yeah, he was an interesting person. He's got a lot of different stuff.
He did. I'm going to have to go over and look at the radios and that on-air sign.
Yeah, you should have got his address, or maybe you do, but, you know, he's interesting. I know that.
Absolutely. Boy. And those old microphones, those old RCA Victors, I'm going to have to get a hold of one of those.
Yeah, he was a collector. I'll tell you, I told you he'd be interesting.
He certainly was. Well, hey, thank you.
Okay, Scott, thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, well, it has the word ski in it, and it has to do with ski. I can't say the rest because that's the word. It's the number one answer. It has to do with ski. I guess that's the best way I can say it. 740-383-9944. Words that have ski in it. Skid, skin, skip, skim, skittle, skill. And what is it? I don't think we're going to get it here. All right. The final word. Is anybody going to guess it real quick? 740-383-9944. No guesses? We're going to wrap this up without the final guess. Okay. Well, the final word, I'll give it to you, is skiing. S-K-I... ING. There you go. Back tonight with Angie Evers, 8 to 10. For this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Are proud to present Magnificent Marian Moments. Eber Baker and Alexander Holmes established the town in 1821. By 1840, 570 people resided in the town. 6 years later, Marian boasted a population of 800 people. 3 churches, a private academy, offices, 20 stores, 1 sawmill.